broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And, of course, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We're happy to be with you every night here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. And, of course, online at philhendryshow.com. Would you like your official Phil Hendry Show T-shirt for the summer? Well, you can get it over at our website. That's the Phil Hendry Show merchandise shop. We can also show you our shot glass and our coffee mug. We have our ball caps coming. We also have our Heritage Best Of CDs as well. People have asked us, are you going to be coming up with any other Best Of CDs? You betcha. So visit us over there at philhendryshow.com. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. And online at philhendryshow.com, as I mentioned. Also, if you'd like to tweet us or tweeble us or Twitter us or whatever the hell, bud, you're always doing that, right?
Yeah, you are too.
Well, I am, yeah. Go to twitter.com/realphilhendry. That's twitter.com/realphilhendry. And you, bud, twitter.com what?
twitter.com/thebuddickman. Because there's fake ones.
Okay, because there's fake ones. All right. Bobby and Steve Dooley are joining us from Western Estates Homeowners Association this evening. A homeowners issue. And I've often heard of these coming up at gated communities, at some of these more exclusive communities. You live in a, I guess what we should say, what we should ask first, Bobby, is that you live in a very exclusive community. Isn't that true?
Well, it is true, Phil. We are not snobs by any stretch of the imagination. We live in a community. We have 150 homes. They are in different phases. The smallest homes we have are 3,500 to 4,000 square feet. We have townhomes that are along the front of the property. Most of our homes are between 5,000 and 7,000 square feet. They were selling new in the early part of the decade for anywhere from $700,000 all the way to $1 million. The upper-end homes are worth quite a bit more now. But, you know, the real estate market in California is such that I'm sure there's been some depreciation, and everyone is sort of waiting to see what happens.
But you've had a new homeowner.
Well, we have quite a few, yeah. But if you're referring to Dr. Barton, Crystal Barton moved in here in January. We were, as much as we honor her service to our country, and Steve was the first one I think to point that out, that she'd been.
Yes, better than Iraq.
That, yes, Steve had told me she'd been in Iraq. She had been a mobile hospital surgeon for the Army.
Oh.
And
and she's disabled, right?
She lost her leg to
an IED, improvised explosive device. They're very evil little bastards. They are roadside bombs and mines, yeah.
And that is a little bit of the problem. We honor her service to our country. We were very grateful to have Dr. Barton move in. I'm concerned that there has been... I'm a little concerned, to be honest with you. We have a certain image that we want to maintain. If Dr. Barton moves to the higher-end phase, right now she was in the townhomes that are off property. If she moves into one of our homes, she will create, I think, a problem.
What problem? Is this? This has to do with her disability, with her being wearing a prosthetic leg?
Well, see, this is the problem, and Steve and I have both done research. I don't have anything against our veterans. I certainly don't have anything against our wounded veterans. What I do have a little bit of a problem with is this, the appearance of the, I don't know how else to say it, the appearance of what some people have described as a peg leg or a wooden leg.
Well, they're not wooden anymore.
I understand that that's what some people are saying.
No, I mean, it's not what some people are saying. They're not wooden anymore.
Yes, I understand that, Phil, but I think that there is a little...
You know, Mr. Andrew, the jury's out on a lot of this stuff. We don't want to see, here in Western States, someone like a wooden leg, a peg leg.
Okay, I can't hear your husband.
Let me do it. We have a lot of people here who are in the film business. We've got a lot of people that are in the magazine business, a lot of people in the newspaper business. If we get a... This is going to sound as if I don't care, and I do. We don't want a picture of Dr. Bart getting into West Ways or getting into L.A. Magazine or Westlake Magazine or...
You don't want a picture of Dr. Barton getting into L.A. Magazine or Westlake Magazine. Why?
Because of the wooden leg. The other problem...
But what can I tell you to convince you that there are no peg legs anymore?
I understand, Phil, that that is one point of view. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's not one point of view. They don't fit people with peg legs anymore. They fit people with very sophisticated prosthetic legs.
Well, that's the other thing. A lot of them need to be oiled.
Well, yeah, Steve brought up a good point. A lot of them have problems. If we have in a magazine the picture of a person, God bless her, a veteran of our armed forces, and she is doing a hinge hitch, what we call a hinge hitch. If you've ever seen the hinge hitch, it's also called the hinge dip. And
What is that? I don't understand that.
Way they walk, and then they'll dip down.
The hinge dip is when the hinge is loose on one of the prosthetic legs, and they're walking at an irregular motion, so that the right, should say that the hinge dip, what's the...
Well, the hinge dip, the right leg, I'm talking about dip.
If the hinge is, the hinge that is not properly oiled or hasn't been properly fitted is on the right leg, there's going to be a left dip because they're compensating, knowing that that hinge will not support the body.
Okay.
So they dip down with the left shoulder.
And it looks very erratic.
So there's an erratic way that they walk. Now, that is disquieting for some people to see that. It could very well get into a motion picture. We do an awful lot of commercials here.
Wait. All right, let's hold up for just a minute.
We do an awful lot of commercials here.
No, let's hold up for just a minute here. Dr. Crystal Barton is her name. Was she a veteran of what? She was in the Army. She was a doctor over there and a doctor here.
That's correct.
She was wounded by an IED. She lost her leg. She is now purchasing a home. She has not already purchased a home?
That is correct, Bill. She is right now in one of our townhomes in the process of purchasing.
Okay. So she purchases the home. What have you got to say about that?
Well, I have quite a bit to say about that.
Can you stop the sale?
I'm not exactly sure what you're asking me.
Can you stop the sale of this house to this woman, this Army veteran, this doctor who lost her leg?
Well, Mr. Henry, no, we can't stop the sale. We're telling you the problem we have.
What we're saying, Phil, is this. Can we stop the sale? No, we can't. Did I come on your program tonight to appeal to you and to your listeners? Yes, I did. I don't know exactly what it is you're trying to say.
Well, I don't know what it is you're trying to say, Ms. Dooley. Do you want to keep this woman out?
We are asking that the Homeowners Association have the right to approve or disapprove based upon these three factors. There is the possibility of a wooden prosthetic. There's the possibility, if not that, of a hinge dip or hinge lick, as it's known. There is the possibility of lost revenue from commercial and movie producers because of Dr. Barton's presence on any film or commercial where the hinge lick is evident. There...
Well, all right, all of this stuff is all well and good, but if you can't keep this woman from buying this home... You're on my program for what?
Well, we're here, Phil, to marshal public opinion in our favor.
One of my things you want to do, Mr. Henry.
Let me do it, Steve, all right? We're here to marshal public opinion in our favor. We are here to appeal to your listeners, and I know there are a great many of them, that have worked very hard in their homes, live in lovely communities, gated communities, communities where there is safety and communities where there is desirability. And we are hoping to marshal public opinion so that we can bring this to our board meeting and say, I was on the Phil Henry Show. We got this much support. We are asking Dr. Barton if she would not mind staying in the townhome area where she is not as evident.
And how do you feel, if I could ask you this?
And one more thing. And then we'd be willing to revisit in 6 months.
Yeah, we'd be willing to revisit whether or not it's conflict.
All right, let me ask you, and I can't understand what your husband just said. Let me ask you a question. How do you think this is going to be received? And how do you feel coming on my show and saying these things when you know that this is a veteran of Iraq who lost her leg in the service to this country, who was a surgeon in a hospital, a mobile hospital in Iraq with the Army, who's now back here as a surgeon working here in the United States, who is a hero to a great many of us, who is a veteran, who is one of our pride, one of our great veterans? How do you think this is received by my audience?
Well, I think that your audience has a tendency to be overwhelmed by your dramatics. And I am asking your audience tonight to please, please, see through the dramatics, see through Mr. Hendry's appeals, and listen to us as fellow homeowners.
But if we're talking about a lady, I honor her.
And that's another thing, Phil. Of course we honor Dr. Barton. I think it is really, I don't think it's very kind at all to say that we do not honor this woman. We're asking her to stay up front and out of view until we've got time to sit on this.
And give a run at it.
You're asking her to stay up front in these townhouses where she's not seen.
That is correct, yes.
And why is she not allowed, one more time, I want you to say this, back in the million-dollar homes?
No one said she's not allowed.
Nobody said she's not allowed, Mr. Henry.
You're on my program appealing for public opinion to keep this woman from moving up there.
No one said she's not allowed. We would like her not to move there.
Yeah.
And why is that?
I told you because
of a hinge lick.
I don't know what hinge lick is. I don't know what hinge dip is. I don't know what your fear. You seem to think that there is a wooden leg thing going on here.
Mr. Henry, we do not appreciate being spoken to like this.
I apologize, but you have used terms hinge lick. The woman's going to walk with a funny walk. You're afraid of a peg leg. I'm telling you they don't use wooden prosthetic legs.
And I am telling you that we don't know that for sure. And if we're listening late at night to a woman out walking because she can't sleep because of the nightmares that come to her.
Yeah.
And all we hear is a woman going up and down the street with the constant clackety-clack.
All right, take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. Is this a valid argument? We do not want a veteran, a decorated veteran of the Iraq War, moving into the main area of our gated community because she may have a wooden leg, because she may have some funny walk with her prosthetic leg that could get into a movie or a commercial that they shoot there. They're asking for time to think about it, time to sit on it, time to weigh it. What are they weighing? Well, they're weighing their obvious, public relations slam they're going to take for keeping a veteran out of these homes. They're weighing that against their need not to have somebody with a peg leg walking around the streets there. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Thanks a lot.
To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And what is that? Okay, we're back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk with them about this. What is that?
That is a recording. Okay, that was a recording taken about 2 weeks ago by Marge Emery, who is one of the longtime residents here. And it was a recording of Dr. Barton as she was actually bending over, I think, to get her newspaper.
Yeah, she was trying to get her newspaper out the front.
I didn't hear that. Say that again.
She was getting a newspaper. So if you listen to the sound, that is the hinge.
That, what I just heard there?
Yes, sir, yeah. Now, we're afraid that that's not the hinge. Scare the hell out of me and my wife.
All right, 877, what was the other?
Well, the other was just this. This is tap dancing, all right. But that is what a person with a wooden leg can sound like. Very similar to that. As they are walking across tile, they may be using our public shower here after the pool. And that, of course, brings up another issue.
Yeah, pool use.
Pool use. And what do you do? What do you say if you see someone with a leg, you know? Someone with a leg that isn't theirs, yeah.
And someone with a leg that is a prosthetic leg.
Yes.
877-876-PHIL, Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association this evening on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll take a phone call from Richard. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bobby, I really wanted to speak on your ignorance in regards to the lack of advancement of prosthetic technology. Prosthetics to this day can be ranging up to $50,000. I mean, I've spoke to a vet myself. He speaks how his prosthetic is actually better than his personal leg he grew up with. And as far as the clickety clack.
What is the clicking? What is that clicking? What is this? What is that?
I have no idea.
Do you hear that?
That's you all doing that. The reality is, person with the prosthetic walking on the late night, as you say, from suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, would have on a pair of shoes, first of all. Why would they be out, you know, making such a racket to disturb you from your sleep? I mean, I would assume your neighborhood would be quiet. But then also, last time I checked, people are pirates with wood legs and, you know, peg legs.
Yes.
I mean,
there you go.
They make those things to be actually, you know, sound efficient, you know, actual parts of, you know, society, not a eyesore. And as far as someone with a limp or something like that, that sounds like complete ignorance to speak on someone or to
no, talking about a hinge link, sir.
Hold on. I want to ask a question of Richard. Richard, it's Phil. Yes, I want to ask you a question, sir.
Yes, sir.
They don't put peg legs on people anymore, do they?
They do that. And, I mean, for them to even think like that, that's so like, I mean, the 70s or something, too. I mean, it's insulting that they would actually think that people would actually walk out here with a peg leg that's actually made of wood. How would that even be sustainable in this day and age?
Well, first of all, people cannot afford. You said that they're very expensive. So a peg leg is affordable.
It's not about the average American, ma'am. It's about a veteran of our United States of America. It's about a person who's going to be funded from America. It's not a person that's out here with no insurance that's fighting just to survive, such as myself. Now, this is someone that her financial income, being a doctor, would be more than affording her better leg or a better quality of life than a wooden leg. I mean, listen to yourself.
Exactly. That was my point.
In a third world country,
Well, that was my point. I couldn't understand, if she's a doctor, why she couldn't afford something better than a peg leg.
Why does she have a wooden leg, ma'am? That's the point we're all making to you.
That's what I don't understand.
It does not exist, ma'am. And as far as her having a limp and bringing down the property value, I think her being a veteran and actually having a story to tell and being a real resident, it would actually bring value to your residency as opposed to bringing it down. The reality is, she's someone who has a story as opposed to yourself. You've been sitting at home, sitting back, criticizing and isolating people, and obviously being a stereotype. And I mean, I hate to say it, I don't know her race, and I would not even bring race into it. The reality is, people like really hold us back as a society moving forward. And I mean, it's my first time ever calling in, but honestly, when you listen to yourself and your husband in the back, do you really believe what you're saying? A wooden leg.
Well, I don't know.
It's a late night, and no, it's not. You don't know. You truly do know this. We're not speaking to a child, ma'am. We're all adults here. This is the. This is 2011. I mean, we're rolling with cars with electric. 40 gallons per mile. Long story short, technology is a lot.
I don't know, but the peg leg is what I worry about. I only worry about that.
This is
the way it would keep me awake.
It's not the 60s. It would not keep you awake, ma'am. I mean, the woman would obviously be walking her dog. I mean, if she was walking her dog in the late night, you would not notice her being out there. the reality. She's going to walk.
No, it doesn't. And there's no creaking. There's no creaking noise.
All right, listen, I appreciate your effort here, but we do have to take a break, Richard. You're a good man. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Did you hear what the man said?
He's giving his opinion, Phil, and I think there's a lot more to it than that.
I don't know, but he didn't say anything about the hitch.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, The Hitch.
Phil Henry.
It's called Hinge Lick.
Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. And that's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about a veteran that has purchased a home. Ms. Dooley, you haven't really told me whether this woman has Dr. Barton, Crystal Barton. She's a veteran of the United States Army. She was wounded in Iraq. She lost her leg. She has a prosthetic leg. You and your husband don't seem to have done enough research because...
We have done an awful lot of research.
Yeah, I think that's very unfair of us, Harry.
Well, you don't know whether or not the woman's... You don't even know what kind of prosthetic leg she has. The question that I've got... Hold on for just a minute. The question that I've got is, when is she moving in?
Well, Phil, if we...
You have anything to say about it.
Oh, if you have anything to say about it, she won't move in. That's right. I forgot.
No, that is not true, Phil, and I want to say something right now. I feel very used. No one respects our veterans more than me. No one. There isn't anyone listening to your radio broadcast now that respects our veterans more deeply, that honors them more deeply. That
Ms. Dooley.
Hold on, please. That honors them more deeply than I do. We are simply asking for some breathing room.
We all just time. That's all we need is time.
Just time. 6 months for us to catch our breath, to understand what this means. What are we up against?
What? I don't understand what your confusion is. She's a veteran. She has a prosthetic leg. You seem to think she's going to be in there with a peg leg.
Would you please? These are actual recordings, Phil, of the woman bending over. Now you can hear...
Right there, that's hinge lick.
You can hear the hinge lick there.
I don't know what hinge lick is. If you say that's a woman bending over to get a newspaper... That sounds very suspect to me. I have to be honest with you.
We're asking for time. Just time.
877-876-PHIL. You would think that you are confronted with, I don't know, foreclosure or something, the way you guys are making an issue out of this. Melinda in San Antonio, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. This is out-and-out discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent of two children who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, thank God, came home. In one piece. This is out and out discrimination. I'm sorry. How it would even be allowed to happen, because you are governed by rules and regulations just like everyone else, and you are discriminating against someone with a handicap.
Not really.
But how do you say that you're not discriminating, Ms. Dooley?
We are simply asking for time so that we can analyze. What happens? Do you know what happens when someone with a peg leg walks down the street?
It shouldn't matter. She didn't ask for time when they asked her to go serve her country and defend your freedom and your right.
I don't know that.
In this homeowners association. And she didn't ask
but my
for
point...
time. She went and she served her country, and she was injured in the process of serving her country. This is discrimination. You are discriminating against someone with a handicap.
We're not discriminating because we haven't said no yet. We are simply trying to balance
you don't have
away
the, right
the
to
issue.
Say no. You do not have the right to say no.
We are on the program tonight to get public opinion marshaled in our support, and we're asking you, Melinda,
well, you're not
if you will
support,
join us.
Believe me, not if, going against someone who's handicapped because they served our country.
We're not going against the handicap. We're just saying what happens if it's a wooden leg.
If you can give us information.
It shouldn't matter if she's
with
a prosthetic and she's walking on crutches. It shouldn't matter. This is discrimination.
It's keeping me up at night.
Wait a minute. What is keeping you up at night?
Oh, my God. The sound of the wooden leg on the asphalt.
Yeah. And so this lady, if she keeps awake,
And we're trying to weigh that, the fact that this hinge lick or hinge dip.
I don't know anything about hinge dip. You're saying that the hinge gets rusty?
Or loose.
And then they walk kind of funny. That keeps the TV production out of the area.
Well, I think that the lady is right. It is discrimination.
No, it is not. Technically, it's not. Because it can only be discrimination if they're black or if they are Hispanic.
Oh, I beg you.
Technically, you cannot discriminate against some. I beg your pardon. Well, you don't know the law. The law says
I'm afraid I do. I'm afraid I do. And when it comes
to... Are you Mexican? Are you Mexican? Are you a Mexican? Because that's the only way you'd know.
Yeah, that's because of the race.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Henry, the only way you can... The only way you could discriminate against someone is if they're Mexican, black, what else, Steve?
Asian.
Asian. That's it. That's it. So I think this lady is going to have a lot to...
No, you can, there is a People with Disabilities Act.
People with disabilities.
There is a Disabilities Act in this country that was passed that means people with disabilities are afforded equal treatment. We're supposed to have handicap rails. We're supposed to have handicap bathrooms. We're supposed to make things accessible to the handicap, and you cannot discriminate against them on the basis of their handicap in employment, in most employment.
Oh, I see. So someone with no hands, you'll hire to be a test driver? Yeah, right.
All right, Melinda, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I'll take it from here.
Yeah, you can't answer that question.
Can't answer what question?
If someone with no hands, are you going to hire that person as a juggler, yes or no?
Miss Dooley, don't be an ass, all right?
You call my wife an ass?
I'm not being an ass. I'm giving you a very basic question.
The basic question, yeah, I might hire him as a juggler.
Oh, my God.
Now, how are you going to get a guy with a head? Ha, 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 ha.
You hire a guy with... I'm laughing.
I'll tell you how you hire a guy with no hands to be a juggler. We have prosthetic limbs now, Ms. Dooley. You have been wanting to play this tune here about the fact that we've got wooden legs, we got rusty hinged legs, we got people walking with a dip, we got all kinds of stuff. A guy with no hands can juggle if he has prosthetic limbs, prosthetic hands.
Did you see that movie the other night, Best Years of Our Life? That had a veteran in it, and he had hooks. How's a guy like that going to juggle?
Where's a guy like that going to get... I mean, what's he going to juggle, eggs? Or billiard balls?
That guy, that was from the 40s. That was a man suffering... That man came back from World War II, and the only thing they had were hooks. But for you guys to keep this woman out of a homeowners association or out of her home... is just abject cruelty. Abject cruelty. And for you to pretend like you don't even understand what it is we're talking about, we've told you there's no wooden legs. We've told you that there are no limbs that are, you know, that are anything other than entirely workable, that are improving with every year. And this is a veteran. And don't sit there and tell me that you respect our veterans when you want to keep this lady out.
Phil, I can only say one thing. We have had, over the last 10 years, in our homeowners association, we've been honored to have the Warren Jeff Fertilizer Company use much of the greenery as a backdrop for their commercials. We have had some fast food restaurants that have filmed commercials here. We have had automobile. All of this is at risk. If in the backdrop of the commercial, a woman is limping, and...
Why would you think that they would have that in the commercial?
What about continuity if you don't do it right?
A lot of times that stuff gets in. And
they're not going to have anybody limping in the background of the commercial for a car company. Anyway, thank you very much and good luck. Man.
Well, she got a point about somebody limping a commercial.
She ain't got no point. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here. The world famous. Thank you, Bobby and Steve Dooley. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the number. Now, you guys say you've got him on the line.
Well, I said he's near the Bob Bakian.
I know it's Bob Bakian. Is he at Herman Cain's residence, or where is he?
No, all I know, he said it was someplace near where Herman Cain was, and there might be the lady with him.
There might be the lady with him. Get him on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bob.
Bob Bakian reporting. So we are hold on for just a minute. I don't hear the music.
I don't have the eyewitness music is not playing because I wanted to get some information.
Well, what information do you need? Phil, if I'm going to go on the air, I've got to have the eyewitness music playing so that I can give you the report. Otherwise, I can't. This is Bob Bakian reporting.
What did he do?
Hung up.
Get him back on the line. What's this bull crap? He's got to have the music playing.
He won't do his report unless he's got the news music.
That sounds like so much horse dung.
Bob, yeah, I got to put you on. Mr. Henry said, I know Mr. Henry said got to be on the thing.
Bob Bakian here, Phil. And I don't hear the music, so I'm...
What is he doing? He's just hanging up?
Yeah, I guess he's hanging up. Hold on for a minute. Hey, Bob, well, you're not on the air. Hold on. Are you going to better put a music on? What? Oh, yeah? Yeah, I seen that. Well, no, we're going to go to D.C. and
will you hold on for a minute and get him on the line?
Wait a minute. Phil wants to talk to you.
Oh, thank you, Phil.
Hey, listen, can I ask you a question?
Not without the music.
All right, well, put his freaking music on then.
You going to let that guy tell you what to do?
Yes, I'm going to let him tell me what to do. Put it on there, will you? Thank you. God. Bob, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Phil. This is Bob Bakian reporting here from the site of an alleged sighting between Herman Cain and a woman that he supposedly is having an affair with the last 13 years. We haven't seen any such sighting so far, but he is inside having dinner with a woman that is not his wife. We don't know who that could be. It could be Candy Ellison as his campaign manager. It could be one of the people that... Okay, there's no music. There's no music. No music.
Why'd the music turn off?
What? I thought...
Don't think. Just keep the music on so this jackass will give me the rest of the report. Now you got to call him back, right?
Yeah. Done one of those radio phones, too, because it's kind of tough.
Well, that's great. So when you hang up on the guy...
I didn't hang up. Bob, here, listen. Is that okay? Is that good? All right.
All right, anyway, Bob Bakian reporting here. And again, Phil, we did see Herman Cain as he was entering the restaurant.
Bob, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead, Phil.
By the way, what was that?
When I hear the music, I feel as if I'm in my safe place.
Okay. Herman Cain, you said, was in the restaurant with a woman that you said might be his campaign manager and might not. Is he there?
No.
Why?
The music ran out.
If the music runs out, hit it again. I can't believe I got a freaking moron like that that's got to have his music playing. If the music runs out, hit it again, bud, okay?
All right, you want me to play it now?
You might as well have it rolling so that it'll be there so he'll feel comfortable. Yeah.
Bob, yeah, Bob, here it is.
Oh, thank God. This is Bob Bakian reporting. So what was your question, Phil?
Is Herman Cain, is he the woman that he was with? Not his wife, but not necessarily a girlfriend?
That is correct, Phil. From what we understand, Herman Cain could very well have been at dinner this evening with one of his campaign aides, Candy Ellison, who's been with him for quite some time. However, it could have been this woman that he's trying to get together with. And turn the music off, because I don't want to be on the air.
What happened?
You got to know. I think he lost his place.
Yeah, I got embarrassed, so he just won't be on.
That's the last time I used that guy, okay? You know?
But he's got really good information and everything.
Oh, sure he does. He's got really good information so long as there's music playing. No, man. I can't play that. That's too weird. Way too weird. Don't tell me.
Yeah, Bob, just one more time. One more time. Yeah, but just do it one more time. Yeah, Mr. Henry's here. Yeah, but just do it one more time. Just one more time. See? I got the music. Ain't that the music what you want to hear? Okay. And go!
This is Bob Bakian reporting here from the Traffic Mobile 5. as Herman Cain was seen going into a restaurant with a woman that may not be his wife. Yes, it may not be his wife, but then again, it might not be any big deal at all, because it could be someone that works for his campaign staff. It could very well be a campaign staffer that he's simply taking out to dinner. It could be, well, it could be a man, for all we know. It could be a man in a dress. We haven't really looked at that. Herman Cain could be going out with a man wearing a skirt. So we have no real idea as to whether or not Herman Cain at this time is being unfaithful to his wife, or he's simply being unfaithful to his own sexual orientation and trying something different. Then Bob Bacon reporting. That feels so good, that music.
So Herman Cain is got, you know, the cat's got some problems. What can I tell you? But making good pizza ain't one of them, because I'll tell you right now, I'm about to get myself a slice right now.
Yeah, Godfather pizza's good.
I don't know. I've never had it.
Famous Phil Hendry Show. And now it's time for Skippy and Frank. Skippy and Frank, the bad boys of morning radio. Covering the entire East Valley drainage area. Harrington, Nebraska zone. Skippy and Frank. Coming up, Bud Hall with traffic and the Skippy and Frank Burka contest. Now, Skippy and Frank.
Right, about 20 minutes after the hour, Planet Jeff 20 here, and this is Skippy and Frank. I'm Skippy.
And I'm Frank.
And welcome to the program. Boy, I'll tell you, what a weekend we had at the stock car. We had a demolition derby outside. Really loved that lot.
Yeah, the demolition derby, anyway. Those guys are ramming into each other.
But at the demolition derby, those guys are doing it. Cars are ramming into a guy. I would be able to do that in real life, would you?
I'd love to do that.
I tell you, I'd love to do that in real life, just ram a car in a guy's head. I'd take, like, the general manager of this radio station, this cheap, stinking, rotten radio station we work for, and they don't even pay us enough money. I'd love to take a demolition derby and ram it right in a guy's head.
Yeah, we're going to call up the general manager and find out about it.
We're going to call up our general manager, Rick Ronchello. And we're going to find out what he think about if we ran a car into his head. That'd be so funny. Skip you, Frank, here anyway. Our time now, about 25 after the hour. 11:25. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Skip you, Frank. What's up? Are you guys still doing that burger contest, or do I just do that?
Yeah, we're going to do the burger contest in a few minutes.
Okay, because I'm going to go down and I want to win an Xbox.
Right. If you missed our burger contest, basically what we want you to do is get a burka and strap something on that looks like a bomb and walk down a street. And see if you can draw a fire, you know, a gunshot. We don't want you to get hurt or nothing.
Yeah, we don't want you to get hurt, but, you know.
I'm going to go over here to Commander Bud Hall. See what off the traffic. Commander Bud Hall, traffic. Commander Bud Hall, what's going on?
Hey, it's going to be a track right now out here at the Sunrise Freeway. It's looking pretty good. No real cars or anything. We've got a couple of cars on the side of the road, but this is Harrington, Nebraska, so there is no real traffic. In fact, there is no traffic at all, just one guy in a tractor. That's right, one guy in a tractor. I think he's 14 years of age, and I doubt very much if he has a license. This is Commander Bud Hall. It's going to be a track.
I like Commander Butt. We call him Commander Butthole. You don't like that. Get back to. Hey, Commander Butthole. Commander Butthole.
Yeah,
Commander Butthole. Hey, Commander Butthole, you said you saw a tractor?
My name is Butthole, and.
Yeah, sure. Okay, whatever. All right, let's see what we're going to do here. Let's call up Rick Ronchello, is the general manager here of. The radio station we're working at. We don't even want to see the name of the radio station.
No, we don't want to see the name of the radio station. They're so cheap, they don't even pay us really good money.
Until they start paying us the money, let's get them on the line right now. Got them on the line?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Skippy and Frank. Yeah, how you doing, Rick?
Hey, Rick, it's Rick.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hey, we wake you up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Rick, when are you going to stop being such a cheap bum, a cheap creep, and a real slob? And pay us the money we're worth. Hey, Rick. He hung up.
Hey, hung up.
That's what I call comedy. Man, that is comedy. He hung up on us. That is comedy. All right, let's get on the line here. And we got Eddie, are you in the burka?
Yes, Skippy and Frank, I'm in a burka right now. I'm walking down Harrington, on Main Street of Harrington. And I hope I don't know what's going to happen to me or anything, but I hope that people don't shoot me or anything like that.
Okay, well, you're in a burqa. Do you look like you're wearing a bomb?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, I've got a bomb on right now. Oh, here comes a cop.
You all right? You all right?
I think you got shot.
Oh, that is so awesome. The dude got shot. The dude got shot. Are you ready for that? So the dude got shot, and that is so bitching. So the dude got shot, so we can't give him the Xbox because he's dead. Skippy, Frank, you're out of here.
Come on.
Yeah, Skippy, this is Rick Rochelle. You woke me up a minute ago.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't say it. You guys are fired, and you're fired, and you had a listener killed. Do you understand what you've done?
Yeah, but sure, Rick. Okay, Rick, listen, leave the comedy to us, okay?
Yeah, Rick, let's leave the comedy to us.
No, this is not a joke. You're both fired. You had a listener killed, and you woke me up and called me a douchebag on the air, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay, Rick, nice job. Great talking to you, okay? Well, let's have breakfast, because we really are serious about the raise. We really do think we deserve more money. This cheap, dirty, crappy operation.
And you're fired. You're fired.